happy Friday to you. There's really no news out today. So I'm going to explain to you guys, what is Jackson Hole? All these people are at Jackson Hole. Warsh, he's our Federal Reserve Chairman. He's there as well. So what are they actually talking about? How are they going to affect these things over through here? Well, if you're a realtor, you're a home buyer, you might have bought that house already and you're trying to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates. Came to the right show today, folks. So my name is Dan Freer. I'm the host of The Rate Update. I'm going to explain to you guys, by the end of this show, you're going to understand what Jackson Hole is, who the Federal Reserve Chairman is, why he's so important, and how all that plays a role in these things over through here. So without further ado, folks, let's get to what I like to do each day. If you're used to my channel, is I start every day when I come in, I start it with the chart. So this is what we look at each day. If you want to check out and have, figure out how this works, watch yesterday's video. I explained in detail kind of how this works, but all you have to understand is that number up through there. Okay, if it's red, that's not good news. That means mortgage rates are going to go up. The bigger the number, the bigger the adjustment. Six isn't really going to do anything. There's really not any news out today. So we're going to go over what news we got this week that kind of highlighted the week. And then let's take a peek at what's coming down the road next week. But let's see what's happening in the markets right now. The markets right here, this is flat as a pancake today. So let's go over to oil. We got oil down 80 cents. So this probably isn't going to do that much to the markets. We're seeing oil holding steady because of the Iranian talks. So I'm going to say the markets are probably fairly flat. And these things have been hitting record highs after record highs because of corporate earnings right now. So, but let's get over to what's happening this week. So you're starting to hear a whole bunch of things about Jackson Hole and all these people meeting over there. So what's going on? So what happens is world leaders all over the world, these financial leaders, they come and they meet at Jackson Hole. They start talking about the economy, what's going to happen, what they're going to do and all that stuff. And so that's what we're talking about. So the whole world's meeting right now. Today, Kevin Warsh, our Federal Reserve Chairman, he's going to speak. Basically, it's going to move the markets. But here's what the Federal Reserve controls. They control that rate right over through there. All that rate is interbank lending. It's called federal funds rate. So if one bank needs rates or loans or money, they go to another bank and they get some money. So that's the rate they pay. So here's what happens is the Federal Reserve, they come in and they move that number. If they raise it, well, banks are going to come in and say, okay, well, the Fed's raising rates on me, so I'm going to raise rates on you. And that's what happens. So the Federal Reserve, they don't really directly affect a lot of rates, but they indirectly do, and that's how they do it. So they look at these things over through here. So we got the GDP this week, we got the PC this week. Those numbers come in, I'll recap those in a second. And then they also got, we at least got some jobs information this week as well. So let's see how things are going when it comes to the economy. The inflation's really the pesky thing right now. So let's go to the economic news we got this week. We have consumer confidence came in, and came in under 90, and that's the first time in a while. So that's a little concerning. New home sales kind of took it on the chin. Last reading was about 680,000. There was just like 600,000 selling this time. So then we got the inflation numbers. This is what the Federal Reserve looks at. Remember that PCE thing we looked at right through here? You know, the thing the Federal Reserve looks at right through here, the PCE. We got that actually Wednesday. And here's what the numbers came in at. Month over month, the number went from 0.1, it went up to 0.2. Okay, year over year, it stayed steady. So they're looking at this saying, okay, but the core, this is the core, that strips out food and energy. Even when you put back in food and energy, it really didn't budge. You have the GDP, which we saw on the last screen as well, was previous reading was 2.1. It's been revised now, I think, for the second time. I don't think this is the final time, but it's now at 1.5, so I'll say that's okay. Initial jobless claims, they were right on point, actually a little bit better than expected right down through here. So that's what we got so far to this week. Today, we're going to just listen to Jackson Hole's, the Warsh testimony, and he's going to come out, and it will move the markets. He's going to tell us a little bit of glimpse of what he's thinking. But let's go over to what's happening next week. There's really not a lot of information coming out next week. So I'm going to tell you to continue to watch two things. If you're really trying to figure out what's going to go on with mortgage rates, but let's get over to this one second. I'm going to give you those two things you really need to focus in on. So next week, Monday, nothing. Tuesday, we're going to get some manufacturing numbers and we're going to get a JOLTS index. This tells us how many job openings and labor transfers there are. So we'll keep an eye on that. That's going to give us a beat on the jobs market. On Wednesday, we got ADP payroll numbers. Now I'm starting to like these things. They're getting a little more accurate every time. So last reading, they said there's 44,000 people that got jobs in the month. That's not very good. We need this closer to 100,000. So we'll see how that comes in. Crude oil inventories, we're not worried about that because every day that changes. Then on Thursday, we're going to get initial jobless claims and continued claims. We get that every Thursday like we got yesterday, and the number was pretty good. And then next week, we're going to get the official government numbers when it comes to the unemployment rate, non-farm payrolls, and average hourly earnings. Are people earning more money? Hopefully to keep up with this inflation numbers. So next week, we're going to fill in the gap that the Federal Reserve looks at. So you look at this. We got the PC double what it's expected to be. The unemployment rate, that'll come in next week, but really don't see any concerns there. And GDP, it's still positive. So we're going to get that a double thumbs up over through there. So let's get over to now. What if you're sitting on the Federal Reserve, let me, what would you do? You're sitting here and you're like, okay, inflation, if you don't remember, right before the Iranian conflict, I think it was like February 28th, look at that date. The 10-year Treasury was trading at 3.99, okay? So that's what really brought rates down to realize mortgage rates at that time were 5.99%. Then the Iranian conflict took off. Oil went from $60 a barrel up to $120 a barrel, rates went 5.99, almost to 7%. So we've been trying to focus in on, is inflation right now oil-related? And most of it is telling us yes. So I want you to watch two things if you're trying to figure out where mortgage rates are going. If you're a realtor, I want you to advise your clients and make sure with certainty you really know what's going on. If you're looking to buy that first house, you know, watch me every day. So I'm going to ask you to do two things. Watch oil, because we really aren't going to have a lot of information in the next week or two about the markets and with where inflation is going to go. So watch oil, because as oil goes up, inflation's going to go up and rates are going to go up as well. Number two, watch my channel. Subscribe down over there. Every day I'm going to come in. Here's what we're going to do. First minute, I'm going to go over where the rates are, the headlines for the day, where the bond market is. I'm then going to go over where the oil is and basically the news for that day, the business news for that day, and then how it's affecting the markets. And then I'm going to show you my forecasts, and then I'm also going to show you what the Federal Reserve is expected to do at the next meeting, and basically the meetings all the way through next year. So let's get to that. So in 19 days, the Federal Reserve is going to meet. What are they going to do? Well, previously, there was a 75% chance they were going to increase rates at this coming meeting. Now there's a 64% chance they're not going to do anything. And it's right through here. See the federal funds rate, 3.5 to 3.75. It's right back through here. Let me prove that to you. 3.5 to 3.75. So if you go back through here, they're going to keep it steady. This one, the next meeting, there's more certainty that they're not going to do anything there as well. But after that, rates are going to go up. They're saying in December, they're going to go up. And then next year, in the middle of next year, they're going to go up as well. Folks, they don't know what's going to happen at the next meeting. Watch my show. And every day I'm going to show you, and we're going to see how these lines line right back up into here as time goes by. Because I'm saying as the Iranian conflict ends, and it will end, oil's going to stabilize in the 70s. And at that point, after about 30 days or so, you're going to see mortgage rates start to come down from there. So if you're a homeowner or a home buyer, what do you do? Let's get over to it. If you're working with me right now and you get in with a contract because you're blessed to have a seller approve your purchase contract, I'm locking you in because I don't know what's going to happen, especially over the weekend. So we're going to lock in today. But what if you're looking to buy, or maybe you're looking to build down the road? Watch those two things. Watch oil. And watch my channel each day. I'm going to advise you on kind of what's going down the road. So now, last but not least, let's get over to my website. If you need some help, you're a homeowner right now. Even if you're a home buyer, I'd love to help you out. But those homeowners out there, you're stuck. You're like, man, my rate's at like 6.75. I missed that 5.9. Can I catch it again? I'm watching your channel. Let me help you. If you're a homeowner right now, go right to here. RateWatch 2.2. Plug in your mortgage information right into this. We don't sell the data. What I'm going to do is track two things. I'm going to track your rate and your payment. So you can say, Dan, when my rate goes down 1%, call me. We'll call you. We'll text you. We'll email you. We'll go over the numbers, see if it makes sense. And then you can also put in here, Dan, if my payment goes down $200, $300, $500, get me. I want to refinance. So we can do that as well. So those are the things that we can offer you on our website. But if you want to track these rates, you can also, there's a command center down below. You can get all these products right through here. It's absolutely free. If you're a realtor or loan officer, this is really good news for you guys. So go to our website. It's the command center down below. You can get all the rates for today right through here. It's going to give you that. It's going to give you the primary drivers of the day, the bond markets, the 10-year treasury, everything you need to know. The most important news of the day right over through here that's affecting rates, how it's affecting rates down through here, my most recent podcast, and then you go down through here. This is kind of a cool thing. I put in the poly markets or the prediction markets. What's the Federal Reserve supposed to do at the next meeting? there's a 98% chance they're going to hold, and I'm going to agree with them on that one. So that's it for today, folks. So we got went over this week's news. What's coming down the pike next week? Not that much over through there. So let's conclude with the bond market. It's only down 3 ticks right now. So I'm going to say this is going to basically be flatline for the day. There's no economic news. But when the Federal Reserve Chairman Warsh starts to talk at Jackson Hole, now you understand what's going on out there. It might affect these things over through here. So now you understand if mortgage rates jump today or they crash because Jackson Hole and some guy named Warsh, now you understand what the heck's going on. And now you understand what's going on with these things over through here as well. So thanks for watching, folks. My name is Dan Freo. I'm the host of The Rate Update. I'm also a licensed mortgage loan officer. If you need some help with a mortgage, please reach out to me. I'd love to help you. My slogan's this: one application, one credit pull. I'm going to compare your loan to almost 40 different lenders. And here's why. If you're watching this video, you're trying to get a mortgage or you're trying to track rates. So I'd love to help you. So when you're done, you're probably going to say, okay, where am I going to get pre-approved? Well, right here. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, because here's what you're going to do. You're going to go over to that lender, that online lender, that bank, that credit union, bankrate.com, all these places, and you're going to get quotes. They're going to ruin your credit. Some are going to turn you down. And you're not going to know what to do anyways. So reach out to me. Love to help you out. Analyze what rate you have right now in fees and see if I can maybe put you in a better position. But that's it for today, folks. Have a fantastic weekend. See you back here on Monday to let you know what's most likely going to happen with these next week and the whys behind it. Thanks for watching. Enjoy your weekend. Hug a loved one and God bless. See you next time. Bye-bye.